Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Business presentations, referring to visual aids. It is said that a picture is worth a thousand words, and this is certainly true of business presentations in which a graph, table, or image can present a clear picture of what you want to say. Many people find it easier to understand information when it's presented visually, and visual aids are essential to most business presentations. To create an effective presentation, it is important to strike the right balance between text and graphics. Text should be brief and organized into bullet points for easier reading. You should use a combination of different kinds of graphics, such as images, graphs, and pie diagrams, to keep your audience's attention. Every image or graph should be relevant to your topic. Never use an image just to brighten up your presentation. You should also familiarize yourself with the operating system and projector well before your presentation, so that you do not have any technical difficulties during your presentation. In this lesson, we will listen to two presentations where the speakers use visual aids to enhance the effect of what they are saying.
You will now listen to a presentation on product training made by Susan, who works as a trainer at an insurance company. Susan makes use of several visual aids during her talk on training needs assessments for a new product that is to be launched by her company.
This brings me to my next point. If you take a look at this pie diagram, it shows that 30% of the new trainees have not worked with medical insurance before. Briefing them on the product will be an intensive part of their training schedule.
What about the routine training for those already working on a project?
I'm just getting to that. The next slide shows that sales in this division have declined steadily over the last quarter. Given this trend, we are also stepping up the sales training for new as well as existing executives. Here are a few key areas in which we feel that training inputs are essential: telecommunication styles and strategies, market research, and target audience orientation. This next bar chart represents the direct relationship between application of training modules and effectiveness of sales strategies. As you can see from the chart, this red area here shows the difference in results between those who received product training during the previous quarter and those who implemented existing techniques. The green area shows the perceived level of efficiency that we anticipate in this quarter after the new product training program is implemented.
Sorry for interrupting, but could you tell us a bit more about the methods through which you arrived at this prediction?
Thanks, Jane. I'm just getting to that. If you'll take a look at the next slide, the three bulleted points will show you the main criteria by which we've evaluated the training needs of the present sales team, as well as the new trainees. You can also see a bar graph that compares the training needs assessments of both groups. As the chart shows, we recommend that both groups be given their product training together, as the new product is unfamiliar to both groups.
Susan's presentation on training needs makes extensive use of visual aids through the charts, diagrams, and bulleted lists that she presents in her slideshow. Let's take a closer look at how she uses slides to enhance her presentation. Susan draws her audience's attention to her visual aids by referring to them often during the course of her presentation. For example, when she wants to highlight statistics about the new trainees for the company's medical insurance policy, she says, "If you'll take a look at this pie diagram, it shows that 30% of the new trainees have not worked with medical insurance before." In this way, she ensures that not only are her visual aids relevant, but also that she uses them as a means of structuring her talk and keeping her audience interested in what she's saying. Next, we also see that Susan has to face interruptions a couple of times. The first interruption is by Bradley, who asks a question during Susan's presentation. To handle an interruption during your slideshow,
Decide if the question is important enough to answer at that time. If the question is about something that you are going to cover during your talk, you can tell the person that you're coming to that topic. For example, Susan tells Bradley, "I'm just getting to that." If the question is about something you have not thought of, you may want to address it at the time or a little later. You can buy yourself some time to think about the question by saying, "That's a good point. I'd like to come back to that a little later if you don't mind." We also see that Susan not only shows visuals, but also refers to details in her graphs to illustrate her points. One effective way of doing this is to draw attention to different parts of a graph or chart that show different statistics or relevant information about your topic. For example, Susan says, "As you can see from the chart, this red area here shows the difference in results." By pointing clearly to a specific section of the diagram, she shows her audience the relevance of the information represented by the chart. Using visual aids to represent statistics in pictorial form is a useful way of quickly outlining information, especially when you want to compare statistics. Bulleted lists can also be very effective in business presentations. Susan uses a list of bullet points to highlight key points during her talk. She draws attention to her slide by saying, "If you take a look at the next slide, the three bulleted points will show you." Visuals can refer to diagrams and images, as well as to bulleted and numbered lists through which you can organize your text to ensure that your audience can read it more clearly. Keep your text to a minimum and use a large font size to ensure that the text is brief, readable, and relevant. Finally, we also see that visual aids can be used to enhance recommendations that you would like to make. Susan uses a bar graph to give credibility to her recommendation. She points this out clearly by saying, "As the graph shows, we recommend that both groups be given their product training together." By illustrating her point with information presented clearly by the graph, she shows her audience that her recommendation is sound and well-researched. You will now listen to an extract from a talk given by Mitchell, a management consultant, who is conducting a session on brand values as part of a leadership training program. His audience consists of mid-level management executives from various retail firms.
Did anyone recognize the tune I just played?
Intel.
Pentium. Exactly. An easily recognizable tune is just one way in which brand value is created through advertising. The Intel tune is so familiar that it's now become part of general knowledge, so to speak. Another prominent way to create an identifiable brand is to have a unique and unforgettable logo that instantly brings the product to life. Here are just a few: Apple, Mercedes, Coca-Cola, Nike. The Nike brand logo is now so famous that many Nike outlets have just the logo in place of the brand name at the front of the store. Next, you'll see a few quotations by market leaders who created some of the largest and most famous brands in the world. First off, we have Jack Welch, someone I find very inspiring. Here he is, and there are also a few points about him that you may find interesting. Next, Larry Ellison, known for his flamboyance and iconoclastic style as much for his business strategies. Brand, then, is also something that is created by charisma. A business-savvy leader can create a brand that reflects a unique vision and sense of innovation that comes to be identified with the quality of a product. The man you now see on the screen has done exactly that. Steve Jobs, fired from his own company, made a dramatic re-entry and has transformed Apple into one of the most recognizable brands in the world, dominating the market like no other. The impact of the brand is such that customers who use Apple products are often so loyal to the brand that they rarely change their preferences. Let's listen to a brief extract from a talk by Steve Jobs to get a sense of exactly how he translates his vision into brand value. Well, that was just a small sample of how Jobs illustrates his vision and transforms it into the level of quality that is associated with his company. You can now see a list of the top 10 brands in the world.
Coca-Cola is right on top. No surprises there. This next slide shows you a bar chart of statistics on the success of yet another famous brand, McDonald's, in comparison with its competitors' rates of success. Mitchell's talk uses a combination of different kinds of visual aids, including audio and video files, that enhance the effect of what he is saying and also help him to keep his audience's attention. Programs such as Microsoft PowerPoint can enable you to create detailed slideshows that incorporate sound and video files into your presentation. Keep in mind, of course, that such visual aids should be used only if relevant and not just for the sake of making a presentation more entertaining. At the start of the extract from Mitchell's talk, we see that he has just played an audio file for his listeners. Using an image or an audio or video file in your presentation can be a useful way of getting your audience's attention, but is only relevant if it is directly related to your topic. It can also be used as an icebreaker if you're conducting a presentation for a group of people. An icebreaker is a way of getting your audience to respond in an interactive session and can be used to keep your audience alert and give them a chance to talk, so that there is no chance of your listeners feeling that the presentation is boring. Mitchell then uses images of brand logos to structure his presentation and lead him into the next point, which is on the visual appeal of brand values. To illustrate his point, he shows slides of several famous brand logos. He also punctuates this objective by drawing attention to what he is doing by using the phrase, "Here are just a few." Using visual aids effectively is a combination of showing relevant visuals and drawing attention to them by referring to them directly. In short, of doing something and also talking about what you are doing. This makes your objectives clear to the audience and also helps you to enhance the value of what you are saying by presenting your ideas in visual terms. For example, Mitchell integrates his visuals into his talk by using phrases such as, "The man you now see on the screen." This helps the audience to direct their attention to the visual. You may switch on the light or turn the screen blank when you want to shift the audience's attention back to the point that you are making. From what Mitchell says, we also see that he uses a combination of text and graphics to make his slides more relevant and interesting. For example, while showing a slide with a picture of Jack Welch, he says, "Here he is. And there are also a few points about him that you may find interesting." He does not read out the information which is written on the slide, telling us that it is presented briefly and clearly so that his audience can read it easily. You can also read out important information that is presented as text on your slide so that your audience can read as well as listen to what you're saying. Mitchell also includes a brief video as part of the presentation. He introduces it by saying, "Let's listen to a brief extract from a talk by Steve Jobs to get a sense of exactly how he translates his vision into brand value." By doing this, Mitchell introduces his speakers to what he is going to show them next, and also tells them why he is including that particular visual aid. Introducing your visual aids and outlining your objectives briefly can help your audience keep track of what you're doing and remain more involved in your presentation. He also summarizes the usefulness of this visual aid by referring to it again after his audience has seen it. He says, "Well, that was just a small sample of how." This helps him to highlight why he has shown the visual and to connect his visual aid with the context of his talk. Similarly, he also introduces a bar chart by saying that it shows statistics on McDonald's in comparison with its competitors' rates of success. This tells his audience exactly why they are looking at the bar chart and helps them to anticipate what they are going to see before they actually see it. Visual aids are necessary in most business presentations, but should be used efficiently. Include only essential graphics and images, and do not be tempted by flashy features, extra frills, and unnecessary sounds that can distract the audience. Integrate your slides into your talk and use precise language to ensure that the audience can follow what you're saying. As with any presentation, maintain eye contact with the audience and use appropriate language to guide your listeners from one point to the next.
You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.